Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Backstretch Talk, our Wednesday podcast, going over the trip and trouble notes from the previous week out at Del Mar. Thank you for tuning in this morning. I am Eddie the Hat, and of course, all of our podcasts are brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Get in on all the fun and ticket cashing that we offer. Pretty decent Del Mar meet thus far. We can always say that, we wish that we're doing better. But we've had some pretty good scores, and we hope that that you've been honest with them as well. All right, quick reminder. Racing resumes tomorrow out at Del Mar. First post at 2 o'clock, and then, of course, first post for Friday will be 3 o'clock. They have moved the post times for the Friday cards to 3. So keep that in mind. You don't want to miss out and walk in there late and have a couple of races have already gone. That wouldn't be good. And a pick six jackpot carryover of $336,355.48 is up for grabs if you are the lone winner in the pick six on Thursday. Geez, guess what else can I possibly tell you, except that our very popular VIP play goes on Thursday, and it is up right now, available for purchase. So head to horseracing-selections.com and get in on that. For those of you who are not familiar with the VIP play, these are very exclusive plays that only come once, maybe twice a month. And they are the cream of the crop, and we hope that you are in on it on Thursday, because we are quite excited about the horse that's running for us on Thursday. So horseracing-selections.com is where to go. All right, let's get to it. We're not going to do the jockey and trainer standings because we're going to be doing them tomorrow. So it's kind of, repetitious to do them on Wednesday and then come right back and do them on the Thursday show when there's no change. So anyway, if you're interested in that, tune in tomorrow and we'll give you the rundown on the jockey and trainer standings as they are going into tomorrow. All right, let's get to it, and let's go to Thursday's action. This, of course, is August 11th. We're turning the clock back, and I'm going to take a look here at Baker Kate. This was a Mario Gutierrez horse and Doug O'Neill trainee, and quite frankly, guys, this guy did one of those races where he did everything but win. Flame Magoon basically was allowed to go out and steal the race. Nobody went out with him. But even though Baker Kate was an unthreatening second in this race, he did look good. He was, laying his guts down through the lane, and he was trying. He just couldn't get to the winner. This was not a bad-looking race. And if we see him come back in another maiden special weight or maybe a I doubt whether we're going to be seeing him drop in class, but if he, runs for a tag, and the tag is up there, in currency wise, then I think, this guy is worth, betting back next time. That is Baker Kate out of Thursday's first race. The second race here, Rexford, a first time starter that we had released to our clients. I believe this guy went off in the neighborhood of 7 or 8 to 1. This was a nice looking runner-up effort. And again, he did everything but win. He tried, he dug in, wound up the first time starter for Michael McCarthy. Again, ridden by Mario Gutierrez, who took the double, early double on Thursday. But Rexford certainly ran a nice race. We were expecting good things from him, and I can't say that we were disappointed from this effort. So we're going to circle Rexford. I don't think we're going to be getting 7 or 8 to 1 with him next time. But hey, we take what they give us. And definitely a horse, if let's say he goes off too low to for your tastes to bet, make a straight wager on, certainly use heavy in the exotics and maybe even a pick six single or a rolling exotics single. Seventh race on Thursday. How about She's Bulletproof going to her nose at the start and getting totally eliminated and made a nice little mid-race move. Actually caught track announcer Trevor Denman's attention and said that she was moving up, and I think she actually got up into third at one point, obviously tired through in the late stages. She just had way too much to do, so we're going to draw a line through She's Bulletproof. And if you had backed She's a Girly Girl, this was a race that the pace totally collapsed. Everything was messed up from the start. This horse came rolling home, a horse that hasn't won in 2 years. I can't say that I would really be excited to back her next time. Off of this win, because it was kind of unimpressive performance. But She's Bulletproof is definitely one that we can follow and draw a line through that race. In the eighth race on Thursday here, the Untouchable One. This was a horse that was scratched at the gate when he reared up. Misbehaved a little bit, was scratched. So if you had backed this horse, we had not. Actually, I take that back. We had this Son of Dancing Candy pick third for our clients. The Untouchable One, obviously, will be back and fare well better next time. But yeah, he was a late scratch at the gate for his antics. And let's turn the page to Friday. This is the 12th of August. And in this particular race here, we're going to take a look at Warren's Paradise under Armando Ayuso, who finally, thank God, this kid can ride. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, this was one of those rides here where the kid was, he was still 0 for, I believe, 43 or 44. Going into this race, very tentative, just a very stiff ride. Warren's Paradise got up and ran third in this race. No fault of the horse. I think this was just a ride from a desperate jockey who was trying to tell everybody, hey, I'm not this bad. I can win races. And of course he can. But he was just on one of those streaks, and it really, really showed here with Warren's Paradise. So we're going to draw... circle this guy and give him a look back next time. Noble Hearted in the third race on Friday. This was a horse that had absolutely no room late, steadied in the lane, checked, steadied, grabbed in a much better than looked effort. This guy ran off the board, or rather, 5-year-old mare by Noble Mission. Certainly didn't get to see the best from her. We're definitely going to circle her, put her on our horse to watch list off of this race. This was not one of Umberto Rispoli's signature rides, let's just put it that way, but the horse just had a lot of trouble late, and he wasn't able to get her out. It's checked, steadied, whatever you want to call it. So let's circle her. The fourth race here, that we're going to take a look at a horse that we kind of gave a little bit of an opportunity to, a little bit of a shot with, Daddy Classy Dill. This was a rail horse for Edwin Alvarez, kind of an obscure barn, not a lot of stock. He's 5% this year. And we thought this horse would run okay. 12-1 in the morning line, horse got bet up and actually really didn't run all that badly when you consider the trip he got. He checked in fourth. He was closing late. Finished good. Looked really good on the gallop out. And I think this horse can be used next time again at a price. That's Daddy Classy Dill out of the fourth race on Friday. Let's take a look now at the fifth race on Friday. And we're going to take a look at Peligroso. And boy, I'll tell you, guys... my bad. I should have known when we've been kind of high on this filly when she made her her loco debut on opening weekend, when she ran third to a very promising horse, Straight No Chaser, she had shown some ability versus the boys back east, and she came out here, she ran a good third. They routed her last time, and she got tired, back sprinting. But you know what? This is an awful lot to expect from a three-year-old filly to have three races already over the track. She just looked awful. Just didn't have any inclination to run this day. And who can blame her? I mean, she's just been given way too much to do. Jack Sisterton, who is a trainer from back east. I don't know what he was thinking when he entered her here. But she needs a little bit of time off. I don't know. She's going to probably maybe after the Del Mar meeting get back on a plane and go back. You know. Back east to back to the Midwest, but this was a bad pick on our part. And when they were going into the gate, I kind of knew it. And it happens. You know, we mess up too, and we certainly messed up there in that race. The race on Saturday, the second race here. This is of course the 13th of August. We're gonna take a look here at Organic, and this horse, folks. You're going to circle this, but for a different reason. This horse looked absolutely horrible on the gallop out. Did not look good pulling up. Obviously, has got some, maybe some soreness issues. Maybe threw a shoe in the race. Something happened to this daughter of Dad's Caps. Neil Drysdale is obviously a capable trainer. He's not going to run a horse that's not able to run. But something happened to her. In this race, and she just did not look good. So we're going to use some caution when she comes back, and that is Organic out of Saturday's second race. Let's turn to the sixth race now. This was the Yellow Ribbon, very, very impressive race here by Going Global. Definitely outclassed these horses. But hey, let's not take away from anything with Avenue de France. This was our top play here. Snuck away, I believe, at 4 to 1 in this race, and just did everything she could. She was a very, very good-looking second in her. She is definitely a rising star. She has looked really good in her race on the 23rd of July at the Del Mar course. She just exploded to win that race late. And she ran good. Nice race here. Take nothing away from her runner-up effort. Going Global, just too much, to deal with. And but both of these horses need to be followed when they surface again. How about Cave Rock Saturday? This was a huge, huge race here by this Son of Arrogate. You know, we told you, as a handicapping lesson, I think it was one of the podcasts earlier in the week when Baffert scratched Truehood, his other horse in here. That should have been all the intention that Cave Rock was gonna run his eyeballs out, and he certainly did. What a really, really nice performance here. And also to mention in here, Mark Glatz, $1.7 million purchase, Ultimate Gamble, for Mike Smith. He didn't run bad. He ran fourth. He's going to improve with a race under his belt. So two races out of the seventh on Saturday. Cave Rock, it's going to be really, really exciting to see where he comes back next. And Ultimate Gamble will be a short price to graduate next time for the for Mark Glatt. The eighth race on Saturday here. We're going to take a look here at Dandy Warhol. This was a nice looking win here by this guy. This was an allowance optional claimer after a very troubled trip on opening day here, where Tyler Bays was checking, steadying, and he just lost all chance. And he showed that he was definitely live on opening day if he had had some room. But he made amends here, and that's Dandy Warhol. Nice looking win here. Circle him, because he's certainly got some quality to him. And then finally, we're going to take a look at Sunday's action here. We're going to take a look at Blushing, who broke out in this race, drawn outside, going a flat mile, broke out, and then just took a hold of the bit and just said, "Hey, Victor, I'm running." and was rank. He was pulling. He went to the lead. He opened up on the backstretch, and he was pulling, and Victor did nothing really. There was really nothing he could do for this daughter, this filly. She just was rank and just really hard to handle. An excuse, absolutely. If this is going to be the way that she performs in the afternoon, she's going to be kind of hard to get into the winner's circle. But after a decent Santa Anita debut, she was at 17-1. She didn't run all that badly. She beat a couple of horses. She walked out of the gate. She's just slow acclimating. Would I give up on her? Probably not. But she's going to have to improve next time. There's no doubt about that. Sunday, if you backed La Macarena in the second race, she was a scratch in the paddock. Not sure what happened. Maybe she flipped or something went wrong. But anyway, she did not run, and that's why she was a late scratch in the paddock. So if you had backed her in that race, if you were interested in how she was going to run, give her another shot next time. I'm sure she'll be, none the worse for wear. She'll be all right. Peter Miller will take care of her and get her back in soon, depending on what happened. And finally, in the Best Pal, nice looking win here from Having a Meltdown, Bob Baffert, at $3. I think probably the biggest disappointment in here for us and a lot of other handicappers and players was Armin, the horse that came in for Churchill Downs. Simon Callahan, this son of Bolt Doro, just didn't handle the track at all and just really was never in it. Having a Meltdown certainly did look good, look strong on the gallop out. He's going to be tough when he comes back next time as well. Well, what Bob Baffert horse isn't? I mean, let's face it. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Wednesday, August 17th. Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Backstretch Talk, and we'll be back with you tomorrow for Today at Del Mar, where we go over Thursday's card when racing resumes tomorrow at 2 p.m. Folks, don't forget the VIP play. Eddie's VIP play goes tomorrow. You don't want to miss out on that. And, get your homework done. We've got Friday's PPs out now as well. Saturday's card is going to be drawn. And, of course, hopefully you're already working on Thursday. So that's going to do it for us. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll be talking to you again soon.